Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Wicket, I know you were driving a convertible. I got a photo of you driving a convertible.
Yeah.
Great work taking a picture while you were driving of you driving.
Right. Thank you very much.
Amateur convertible move right there.
There's not much going on between Burlington, Iowa and Des Moines. There's not a lot happening. It's kind of a straight drive. Go 65 or 70. And you just, you know, you stay out of people's way. And my mother-in-law's cousin passed a couple of months ago. She's 93. She has a 2006 Mustang convertible with 28,000 miles on it. Think about that. The car's 18 years old. It has 28,000 miles on it. So we had to, as they're cleaning out the house and getting ready for the estate sale people to come in, she asked Lee and I to come, like, help and pick out anything we wanted, like tools and, like, extension cords, you know, that kind of stuff. And a whole lot of liquor, which I'll tell you about. But she was like, can you make sure that the Mustang gets home and then put it in my mother-in-law's garage, and then she's going to figure out what to do with that later. So I got to, and I realized someone's going to be like, well, was it a V6 or a V8? That was a V6. It was an old car. It's still, to me, it's like if you were to get the car, it's like it's brand new to me. It was mine for basically 24 hours. I drove it home, 3 hours, top down. I've never owned a convertible. I've probably driven a convertible for a total of 30 minutes in my life. And I love them. I love them. I want one. I lived mostly in the Midwest, where it's tough to justify half the year having a convertible. I mean, you don't drive.
No problem justifying mine, Wicket.
You don't drive your Mini,
too.
But you don't drive your Mini in January very often. That's what the Ford is for. Like, that's understandable.
That's why you get a hard top.
Yeah,
my next Mini or my next convertible will be a hard top convertible. I literally just couldn't find one.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
I couldn't find one that wasn't ugly with the top up, because when I see regular sedans, like the Ford that I drive, is ugly. It's horribly
it's a
ugly.
Fusion. It's fine.
I
it's a
hate
car.
Driving it. It's horrible.
It's fine.
They make and you don't have to call and correct. Like, they make some Mercedes with a hard top.
Yeah. The SLK or the CLK?
No, the SLK is different. Anyway, they make one that looks like a sedan normally, and then the hard top goes down.
I remember when I first saw that one, I was like, wow, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, with the top up, it's horrendously ugly. So I haven't been able to bring myself to buy these things, even though they make so much sense. So, like, a Jeep Wrangler is, like, the most logical, because they're still cute with the hard top on.
Right, and we're all looking for a cute car. That's what we're looking for.
Listen, the best advice I have ever been given in my whole life by my mother, if you're going to pay for something every month for 3, 4, 5 years, you better love it.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you look at your car, you should get incredibly excited. You should be happy to drive it. You should be happy to wash it. You should be excited to put money into it when you take it to get fixed. And that's how I feel about all my convertibles. And don't feel that way about the Ford. It's ugly.
That's the way I feel about this Mustang that was mine for 24 hours, drove it back. You know, the funny thing is, when you drive a convertible through farmland in Iowa, occasionally you come upon some horse farms, and it smells a little. It's not as, you can't just roll
horse
the window
farms
up.
Smell good all, though. Pig farms
all,
don't.
All the farms, you know, between here and Burlington. And then the next morning, I got to show my kids the car, and they wanted to go for rides, and the neighborhood kids. So I got to take the kids for rides in the convertible. So that was the highlight of my weekend, was being an owner of a Mustang convertible for about 24 hours. And then yesterday, reality set in when I had to take it back to my mother-in-law, where it'll dwell. I mean, I can borrow it, I'm sure, but, like, it'll dwell at her house until either she sells it or gives it to me for my birthday this weekend, or she sells it and, you know, profits with the money or whatever.
Well, it was funny because you sent me the text of you in the convertible in Burlington.
Yeah.
While I was at Middle of the Map 2 convention.
Cool.
Talking to some people. We weren't actively talking because he was tattooing someone.
Yeah.
But I was talking to some people as I was just becoming enamored with this person's work. Chuck Day Tattoos.
Chuck D.
In Burlington.
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck Day Tattoos.
He's based out of Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. That's where the shop is.
I
and so I was, like, sitting there, and I'm like, this is weird.
Very.
of all of the tables that I've been to, this person's art looks the most like something that I would want. So I was looking through all the stuff, and there was a girl getting a back piece done, like a very large project. And so I wasn't trying to interrupt that. No, that I don't
kind of slide in on her.
Well, no, no. I can't imagine how frustrating it might be for the person getting the work done to have a constant flow of people trying to talk to your artist. So I wasn't going to be that person. But it was just really weird of all.
He happened to be from Burlington, where I was on the weekend.
Bing!
Yeah,
text comes through. Wickets in Burlington. And I look up and it's like, Burlington.
Yeah. So I didn't realize Burlington's bigger than I thought. I'd never actually been. There's a Lowe's and a Menards within half a mile of each other. That's how you know you've made it. That's it right there.
That is big.
I mean, you think about it's small town Iowa, but still, there's a Lowe's and a Menards. Normally, you would get one, and it would, you know, facilitate the entire area. There's nothing around Burlington.
Is there a Walmart and a Target?
Ooh, don't know. Didn't go that far. I had to go get, like, stuff for moving, so I just went to Menards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, driving that, I wish I could have gone in the middle of the map. I saw your reel look great. I didn't have a chance to go this time. I wanted to go to Monster Jam. I wanted to go to middle of the map, and instead I was in Burlington.
What's up, Burlington?
What's up, Burlington?
I feel like this is the most radio time Burlington has ever gotten.
Especially outside of Burlington.
We're strippers, so we know what cash looks like.
I'm Heather Lee for Ibuprofen.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Mondays suck.
I hate Mondays.
So let's hear about the best part of your weekend.
515-244-1033.
It's Heather and Wicket's Weekend Highlight.
The Weekend.
On Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Front row Paul.
Paul, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I went to the middle map tattoo and got myself a tattoo.
I saw that, Paul. What is it? Describe it for the listeners in detail.
Colorful skull head.
Nice. One hand? Two hands?
Just one hand.
All right. So it's on the top of one hand and a bunch of colors wrapped into a skull.
Yeah.
You know what the best part of Paul's tattoo was, Wicket? So I'm at middle of the map and I walk up and I see Paul getting his tattoo. So I'm hanging out. Paul's awesome. So he let me film a little bit. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And then I see Dory, the first lady of Marshalltown, Paul's girlfriend.
Accompanying the mayor.
Lean down and tie his shoe and fix his lace while he's getting his tattoo.
Wow.
That's love. True love right there. That is a good woman.
Very good woman.
So that was a beautiful moment.
Did she get any ink as well or just you?
Just me.
Okay. She's next then. It's her turn next time.
We've been busy looking around, getting some ideas.
Paul, appreciate you, man. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
The other great part about middle of the map was I ran into one of our favorites, underscore Ace.
What's up, Ace?
And Ace's mom was volunteering. Ace's mom actually punched our tickets way in.
Nice.
So what's up, Lacey?
From Twitter, KZ1NFT, actually, at Laser1033. Best part of the weekend? Going to see good friends, meeting new ones at middle of the map.
Yeah. It was a good day out there. They had a great photo backdrop, too. I did a story.
That's there it is.
We need one like that. It was beautiful.
Stephanie watched her son play his first travel ball game, getting MVP. Faith got a new puppy. I don't know how you feel about how cute it is. I'm sure it's adorable.
I mean, the only thing cuter than the puppy is what Jamie got to do. Apparently, Heather Graham was at Steel City Comic Con.
Really?
So Jamie's got a picture with Heather Graham.
With Roller Girl.
Who is one of the most beautiful people. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Where was that?
Steel City Con. So Steel City Con in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. She was in Pittsburgh. Well, that makes sense, Steel City. All right. Well, that's pretty fantastic. What was the highlight of your weekend? Best part, 515-244-1033. Call or text 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, and it's on Threads at Laser1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Facebook.com.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob from Knoxville.
Bob, we haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
He's actually formally gone through all the name changes.
Yeah.
He went to the legal department. His real name now is Bob from Knoxville.
Exactly, exactly. It took time. I had to get my Social Security card changed.
Right,
and
Yep.
Not easy.
How's Knoxville?
What was the highlight of your weekend?
It's not bad. I had to work, but we did have a barbecue and some beers on Saturday night, so that was kind of fun.
There you go.
And then I'm going to see Death Clock tonight.
Oh, now I wish I was going. I'm not going to that show.
I'm going to my kids' dance class.
Well, you're going to have way more fun.
I don't think I'm going to.
Well, my birthday is tomorrow, so my boy and his buddies bought me a ticket for tonight. So.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
I didn't realize that Bob and Knoxville and I had the same birthday week.
We got to celebrate.
We got to party all week. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
All week long. Women party all month. We just get a full week.
When Heather...
We party all month. Every month.
They party
like clockwork.
They party every month for a week.
Exactly.
One of my weekend highlights were driving down to Burlington, and Lee asked me, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll be 43. Who cares? I don't really. She's like, you should do something. I'm like, I'll probably want to, you know, hang out with you and the kids. She's like, you should do something you don't do every day. You're with me every day, all day.
So she said to get a hooker, basically.
She did not tell me to get a hooker. But she's like, why don't you go play poker at Prairie Meadows with the poker guy? She did not say the word hooker. She said poker.
It sure sounds like hooker.
That's what I heard. Oh, my God.
The Waffles' rival is the king.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Weekend highlights on the Facebook page. We love Facebook because it gives you an opportunity to add a photo like Derek, 85 degrees, at the pool.
Yesterday was incredible. Like, if you were able to get outside, we went to a park, we drove around in the convertible that was mine for 24 hours, just hanging out with the kids outside. Like, yesterday was a beautiful day to be outside.
Brutally hot.
It was 85.
Jeremy was out with his son, JJ.
Yeah.
First game of the season. Thank you for the photos. The fun thing.
Baseball?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The fun thing about JJ. Next Generation Hellraiser.
Yeah.
I have run into JJ at least like once a year
or so. All right.
And much like young people do, JJ gets a lot taller every year. So I am looking forward to taking a photo this summer when we run into JJ. Because every photo, it's going to be a really fun slideshow in like 5 or 10 years just to see the growing. Yeah. Because I'm not getting any taller. I don't know if you realize that. But like,
you're more
I'm
likely
not,
to shrink than you are
I'm
to
not
grow.
Growing anymore.
Yeah. Stacy writes, I worked the Monster Truck Show. Monster Jam was at Wells Fargo. I worked the Monster Truck Show handing out posters to kids for them to color on. All of them went to the drivers to get their autographs. As one little boy was finishing up coloring his poster, he looked up at me and he held up his poster and said, would you sign this? Stacy said that was her highlight. That's cute.
You know what wasn't cute?
What?
Trying to get around downtown with Monster Jam. Middle of the Map Tattoo Convention. There was a child's dance competition.
Oh.
And there was a pool tournament all at Hy-Vee Hall.
Is the pool tournament every year the same year as Middle of the Map? Because it was last year, too. Like, when we took the Skywalk and walked through to get to Middle of the Map, we had to walk by the pool hall that had become over there at Hy-Vee Hall. And I'm like, does this always go? We kind of hung out and watched guys play pool and stuff like that for a bit.
I feel like we're having some sort of a standoff. Like, who's going to change their date? No, this is the pool date.
Monster Jam.
No, this is Middle of the Map. No, this is Monster Jam. But the parking situation is reaching a fever pitch. It is just horrible.
We're booming. Des Moines is booming.
Never in my life have I wished so much that I had parked here at the Radio Ranch and just walked down.
Okay.
Especially in that extreme brutal heat, I would have walked.
It was 85.
It took, anything above 70 is too hot.
It's 85. Like, you know, July is coming, right?
They say,
like, winter is coming.
That's
for Game of Thrones.
That's why I have the AC guy coming to the house today.
Summer is coming. It's like, here, it's going to be here. The heat index. I had a tree fall in my front yard. We chopped it up. Well, I never moved all the stump wood over to my buddy's place, who's got, like, the bonfire pit and everything like that. And his wife walked out. Sandy walks out and said, well, you picked a hot day to do this on with the wheelbarrow and everything like that. I'm like, ah,
yeah.
Today was the day my wife said it was an eyesore. So I'm like, all right, well, today's the day I got to move the wood that fell from this tree. It was 85.
No, and I get it. A lot of people are like, if it's too hot, why don't you just go somewhere that's less hot? Well, it's not always hot here. I mean, I like the winter.
Tomorrow's going to be 68 and rain. And
then
it's going to be
cold
for a week.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I don't like the 3 to 4 months of awful summer.
Okay.
So it's fine.
That's most of the Midwest.
Yeah,
that's pretty
it's
much
fine.
Most of the Midwest.
It's inside time for me.
What was the highlight of your weekend? Line open for you and text 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Heather. It's Carissa.
Carissa, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm losing my voice. Party Party did their first patio show at Rooftop, and it was a blast. Perfect patio weather, perfect view, perfect sound. It was just so much fun.
What did you sing?
Killing Me Softly and then Just a Girl.
Didn't No Doubt just reunite?
They did. They just played Coachella.
I saw that.
Don't talk about Coachella. Coachella is the biggest FOMO for me. Lana Del Rey at Coachella with Billie Eilish. Oh, that is so...
That sounds like torture.
I feel sick that I missed that.
I feel sick thinking about it.
I mean, we can talk about the fact that Bradley Knoll's son played with Sublime for Coachella too, so there's that.
We all come from different worlds, I think. I think that's what's great. Thanks, Carissa. Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Kevin, somewhere on Highway 163.
All right, Kevin, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, we talked a couple weeks ago about my son Jake, and I put airborne wings on him.
Yeah.
This weekend, his older brother Will came home wearing Army aviator wings.
How proud of a dad are you?
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't be any more proud, man.
Yeah. So what are the details on your other son?
So Will joined the Iowa National Guard. He's going to be a Blackhawk mechanic.
Ooh.
And possibly a crew chief.
And now, how many people in your family have served at this point?
All four of my sons, me, one of my brothers, my dad, both my grandpas. We got a pretty solid tradition.
Yeah,
thank you,
you
for
do.
Being our heroes. We appreciate you so much.
We are glad to do it, guys.
Hey, thank you, brother. Have a great day.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Levi.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Levi?
Friday afternoon, I won the tickets from you guys for Nothing More Than Wage War.
Sweet.
And Saturday, I grilled out and went camping overnight. Man. And then Sunday, I took the bike out for about a 2-hour ride. So it was definitely a good weekend, definitely good weather for it.
Now, did you get a weird sunburn from riding your bike? I have not inspected Wickett's body yet, but he was in the convertible, and I'm concerned about sun exposure for him.
Not yet, but I'm sure it's got to come.
Yeah, okay.
I bought a small thing of SPF 30 the second I got on the freeway.
You're welcome.
And I sprayed the left side of my face because the sun was here coming out of the south.
Yeah.
As I was driving back, so I sprayed.
You followed my advice.
I did, finally, after our 3 years together.
Incredible.
You gave me worthwhile advice.
You're going to be quicker to get a windburn this early in the year than you are a sunburn.
On the bike,
On the bike, but in the car, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Thanks, Levi.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
Later, bud.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Virginia, making us jealous, but not giving us a lot of info. She has a photo of a sunset on a beach.
Mm.
I'm not sure where you were, Virginia.
Burlington, Iowa.
Congratulations. We do have that island in Sebula.
Sebula. She could be in Sebula. That's true. It's a good call. Mm-hmm. Andy did a comedy show in Keokuk, Iowa. Said got to meet some great people, check out a few new bars as well.
Speaking of Andy and a show, it just reminded me, I had the greatest interaction with one of our Hellraisers, Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
In the DMs over the weekend.
Oh.
By the way, if you're trying to get a hold of us on the weekend, if you're friends with me at Heather Lee MD, or if you're friends with Wicket at Mike Wicket 2Ts, it's much faster to just DM us than it is, for example, to just post something on the Laser page.
Not always checking that thing.
Right. It's the
weekend. Sometimes we are, but not always.
I mean, you know. So, yeah, you'll get me pretty quick. Unless I'm sleeping, like, I will reply.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler messages me and is like, hey, can you ask Andy Hall if he was wearing a specific t-shirt back at the Dark Horizon tour back in, you know, July.
What?
You know, so like he's just... And I love this kind of a question. I love this kind of a question because I am also the person whose mind might be plaguing me in the evening on a weekend or whatever. Like, with
what shirt was Andy wearing at the Dark Horizons tour 6 months ago at Wells Fargo Arena?
Because again, I'm the kind of person that might be looking through old photos and then be like, oh wait, is that Andy Hall in my photo in the background? I don't know. Let me find out if he was wearing that shirt.
This is the conversation you had on Messenger over the weekend?
Yeah, but the thing that was awesome about it, this is why it was awesome, Tyler. I'm serious. I'm not being facetious at all. It was awesome because I immediately just go to the 50 pictures I have from that night, from July 18th. It's real quick for me. You know how fast I find pictures. It's really quick for me to just go to my photo album and search. And it's like, nope. Andy was wearing his laser shirt that night. Boom, here's one of the pictures. Wasn't Andy. Oh, okay. Like, and it's one of those moments where I'm just like, yes, I love it when I nerd out in these weird ways. Like,
there you go.
Yeah, I don't need to ask Andy what he was wearing. I don't need to bother him. I don't know what Andy's doing right now.
Andy would nerd it out anyway. If you're like, Andy, what were you wearing on July 18th?
I know exactly what Andy was wearing on July 18th because I was with Andy and I have like 50 pictures of us.
Psycho.
No, it's just information.
Okay. I just imagine that text going through. Andy, he looks down. What, doing Andy Hall things with his family or whatever over the weekend? Like, what were you wearing on July 18th? Tell me.
I know. I have a photo of it. How are you not offended by Wicked?
What's going on in Knoxville?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
It's Annie.
Annie, what was the highlight of your weekend? I drove through Pella this weekend. I looked for you.
What's up?
The husband and I celebrated our 12th anniversary this weekend.
Congratulations.
What nerdy thing did you guys do?
We went to Dave and Buster's.
Okay, that's cool. I love Dave and Buster's.
Did he win you a stuffy?
Actually, we won a couple of things for the kids because we took them with us to celebrate as a family.
Wait a minute. You celebrated your 12... How long have you been married? 12 years?
12 years.
You celebrated your 12-year wedding anniversary by bringing your kids to Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
I love Dave & Buster's. Do not get me wrong. But if I'm going to have a night out, be like, hey, Lee, happy anniversary, those kids are staying far away.
You need a designated driver, Wicked.
We couldn't get a babysitter, so...
Okay, now that I understand. I get it. Yeah. I thought when Heather asked you, did he win you a stuffy, you were going to be like, no, but I won him a stuffy. Like, I thought you would be the baller that's like, I'm going to do skee ball. Watch this. And, like, you rack up all the points, and then you get him, like, a giant stuffed unicorn. Be like, happy anniversary.
That is her MO.
I mean, we did end up racking up over 5,000 tickets.
Bang. Woo! I mean, you're like, you're 1/20th of the way to getting a new PS5.
Quarter of the way.
Well, you're still you're farther than I am.
It's a lot. Like usually I end at pencil eraser. Like, okay, I've got my 9 tickets. How, what can I get here? Can I have the Jolly Rancher? No, you need 10, sir. Okay, I'll be over here if you need me.
I wish there were gaming spots like that that had prizes that I wanted to win. Whenever I go there, I'm not inspired to play the games because there aren't things usually that I want to win. Like, well, Time Out has some good prizes. Like, they have some, like, old school cassette tapes and stuff, some collectible things if you go up there. But in general, at a place like Dave & Buster's, it's like, there is no universe that I want a PS5.
There are a lot of people that are hurting to hear you say that. That's not, there's not a...
I mean, I've heard that, like... There's something you can do on a PS5 recently that I realized, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like, it was watch the Fubo. Like, when I signed up for Fubo, they're like, will you be watching this on blah, 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 or blah? And I was like, oh, that could be a use for a PS5, I guess, but I already have 3 TVs in the house and a phone, like, and a computer. Like, it would literally, we would have to be in apocalypse times for me to have to try to watch something on a PS5, and I don't even know how you do it. There's no screen.
Well, no, it attaches to your TV. You like hook it up. You plug it into your TV.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you hook it up to a TV when you can already watch it on a TV?
So you don't instead of having a Fire Stick or whatever or cable, like you watch everything on the console. It's not just a video game thing anymore. Like when we were kids, Nintendo was Nintendo. Like you put the game in and you played the game and that was it. Now you can live your entire life. You can watch all, you know, it's like a smart hub for your TV. And you can play some really, really, I'm not a gamer, but like really good, incredible, realistic looking games on your TV. So it's like all encompassed in one.
Cool.
But if you don't play video games, you have zero need to have that versus a Fire Stick or a smart TV or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because you're not a gamer, so you have no reason to want a PS5.
I want things that you can't find elsewhere. So like things you'd find in an Etsy store is what I want.
But here's the deal.
I don't want these generic things. Like, why would I go to Dave and Buster's to buy, like, even stuff that I buy? You know, like, hey, I would love a 12-pack of Caesar from Hoka. Like, yeah, if I could win that at Dave and Buster's, maybe that would inspire me.
But most of the stuff you get at Dave and Buster's or at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever costs a nickel. And you spend $300 playing video games to try to get 50 tickets or 100 tickets to buy whatever that is. A case of Bang, for example, would cost them at cost where they could probably get it a little less than we pay for it at Costco or whatever. But then it would be like 9 million tickets to get a 12-pack of Bang. You know what I'm saying? Like most of the stuff you get on the way up to the PS5 level, it's probably a tenth of what you're spending to play. But it's the fun. It's the chase. It's the games. It's getting the tickets. It's watching your kids, you know, get the tickets as they come out of the machine, if they even do that anymore. And I know some places don't. It's just a card. And now it just loads onto your cart, so you don't even get the tickets anymore. But that's the fun of trying to chase down getting to your prize level.
I'm just saying.
And I used to work at a roller rink, so I know all about this.
I'm just saying. I would like it if they had non-generic things.
Sir, what would you like? The White Claw? I'll take the White Claw, and you want the Bang Energy? Yeah, the White Claw and the Bang Energy drink for me and her.
I know, we're the opposite human. I want, oh, hey, here's a napkin that Caitlin Clark blew her nose in.
Yuck.
That's
gross.
Special.
What?
Like, special things.
Yeah, but again, it's mass-produced. Etsy is not mass-produced. Caitlin Clark's DNA on a napkin, gross.
It's just the first thing that came to my head, Wicked.
That's not mass-produced.
It's the first thing.
But it's like those finger traps or kazoo. Those are mass produced. That's what you get when you get your tickets.
Probably a better example would be like one of these guitars that are hanging behind me right now.
I see we're loading up for Axmas already. This is
great. We're not
going
to tell you what they are.
Woo!
We're not going to tell you what they are.
Those are pretty sweet. Just maybe watch for like pictures we might randomly take in studio. They might be in the background. Hint, hint.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Peppers.
Peppers. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Highlight of the weekend? Let's see. Got some rest.
Yes.
Some what?
Rest.
Is that what you said, Peppers?
Yep.
All right. Good for you. How long did you sleep?
Not long enough.
Right.
Well, yeah.
The opposite of a nap is going on in the Sculpture Park across from us right now. If you didn't know, we're live and local, 1416 Locust. We are right where that dancing sculpture is with the yellow, red, and blue dancing people. So we look out onto this beautiful Sculpture Park. And normally, I am the absolute biggest proponent of PDA.
Yeah, yes,
show
that's
people
fair.
How to love each other, normalize sex, normalize love. Like, let's have a discussion about it. Let's not be so prudish and uptight. If you love someone, you should feel free to show your love physically. But this is close to X-rated what is occurring right now. And I am just really happy that we're so far away that we can't see exactly what is going down. But just to describe what's happening, there's
about
a man and a woman.
But 100 yards away from us, there's an actual couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit of an incline, and they've been laying on this hill for about the last 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes. And when we first looked up during Guns N' Roses, she's laying face down. They're both fully clothed. She's laying face down. He's on top. Heather looks over and says, I think he's thrusting. And I look up.
He was definitely thrusting.
And so I look over and I'm like, what is going on here? So he's on top, and I think it's a massage for like her lower back. And then all of a sudden, he just starts spanking her. This is happening live here in Des Moines. And then he gets, you know, he rolls over. She hasn't moved. Like, I'm 90% sure she's alive, but still. So he...
Oh, she's alive.
She just hasn't moved. And then he is... Again, she's face down. He's, like, massaging the inside of her thigh. And now, for the last 5 minutes or so, he's just laying with his leg on top of her, like a half cuddle, like with one leg over. I'm not 100% sure what's going on. I don't think I've ever seen it in this park. Maybe it happens at night when I'm not here. But this is incredible. Oh, there you go. That might be it. I think it's a massage, but you think it's more?
I know it's more. And I'm so conflicted about it. Because...
Right, because you're always like, oh, kiss, have fun, you know, be naked. And then this is happening, and you're like, let's look away.
Yeah.
Now they haven't moved for about 3 minutes. His arm is on her. His leg is on her.
Yeah, I feel like they're in the resting portion right now.
Because you were like, after the thrusting, he like rolled over, looked like he was falling asleep. Like, all of that kind of plays into what normally would happen. Oh. She hasn't moved, though. Should we do a wellness check on her?
If you didn't have a weekend highlight,
there's
some live action happening right here, 1416 Locust.
I don't know if you know how this works, but I don't pay for stuff.
What's up, Johnston?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Unbeknownst to me, my weekend highlight happened in the Wicket household.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Because, like, Siblings Day was some day last week or whatever, and we started talking about sisters, my kids and I. And, you know, the kids right now, they're trying to learn who's a brother, who's a sister. And Miller said, my sister is Britton. And Miles said, my sister is Britton. And Britton said, my sister is Miller, the two girls and the boy. And I'm like, yeah, do you know who mommy's sister is? And they said, Auntie Em, it's her sister Molly. I'm like, good job. Do you know who daddy's sister is? Because my sister is Megan. She lives in Michigan.
Yeah, we don't speak about Megan. Out of sight, out of mind.
Megan. So I said, do you know who daddy's sister is? And every one of my kids said, Heather.
What's up?
They thought it was you.
I have infiltrated the Wicket clan. I have convinced his children that I am a blood part of it.
Now when we're out driving around Saturday mornings listening to you, or Sunday mornings listening to you, or when we listen to the Weekend Review, the best of that airs, I say, who's on the radio? And now they all say, Heather. They now know your ear and they think you're my sister. So
does that make them think that Marcus is their uncle?
I don't think they have any relation.
Do they have that?
That's not there yet. They do know that because Marcus took photos of the kids for a Christmas gift for Lee at the bridge downtown by the skate park.
Bridge.
The women's bridge and the skate park downtown. But every time we come through downtown on the freeway, Miles says, we took pictures there with Marcus every single time now. And I'm like, yep. All right. At least they're remembering stuff. Whether it's good, bad, this or the other, at least they're remembering stuff. I love that.
I have usurped Megan in the chain of command.
You think you're ahead of my sister?
Yes,
I mean, they see you more. So.
That's true. I try to be whimsical around them, too.
I know.
I try to be super fun.
Mm-hmm. And they also did think for a moment that their mom, Lee, was my sister. So it's, but then it was you after. So it was like, mommy. And like, no, mommy's not my sister. We don't live in Alabama.
I said no. Torn about what would be weirder. Like, if I was your sister,
mm-hmm.
or if Lee was.
It would
your
be
sister.
Weirder if Lee was my sister.
I don't
all right.
Know,
yes.
Though.
Yes. It would be a lot
I'm a little
weirder
torn.
If I was married to my sister who gave birth to my children. That would, Heather, be weirder than you and I being siblings and working on the radio.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
I was in my late 20s before I bagged a ginger.
Wicket.
Let's go, Kevin Clark!
Mornings on Laser 103.3.